This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. District Administration Office Rohtak continues prohibitory order in Gur until further notice. Election Commission intensifies nationwide voter education drive to boost turnout and reduce invalid votes. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces plan for 15% global tariffs after court setback. Now the news in detail. The District Administration Office Rohtak has continued the prohibitory order in the Gur municipality area until further notice. The order has been in effect from 8:30 a.m. today and covers the area from the eastern Mudwalwa Gate to the western Lalbakaya Dam and from the Bom Canal in the north to the Gur Customs Office in the south. Chief District Officer Dinesh Sagar Basal said the prohibited order will remain in force from 8:30 a.m. until further notice. The order was first imposed from 1 a.m. on Saturday until 6:30 a.m. today, following a clash between Hindu and Muslim communities in Sabgura village of Gur Municipality 6 on Saturday morning. The administration had briefly relaxed the order from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. this morning before enforcing it again. The Election Commission is continuing its voter education program nationwide to increase participation and reduce invalid votes. The Commission said one voter education volunteer has been deployed in each of the 6,743 wards of 753 local levels from the 15th of February to the 1st of March. Volunteers are reaching voters at the community and household levels using sample ballot papers to explain the voting process. Meanwhile, the Commission is monitoring false and misleading information and hate speech in coordination with regulatory bodies. The Dhanusa District Administration Office has removed around 20,000 publicity materials violating the Election Code of Conduct in Janakpur Dham. Leaflets, banners and posters displayed in public places, electricity poles, government buildings and roadsides were cleared after candidates and parties failed to remove them within the given deadline. Chief District Officer Prem Prasad Luitel warned that legal action will follow if such violations continue, and urge all parties to adhere to the Election Code of Conduct. Nepal is preparing to implement a policy to blend 10% ethanol in petrol. At a program organized by the Society of Economic Journalists of Nepal, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Anil Kumar Sinha, said the policy had reached the implementation stage after nearly two decades of studies and discussions. He said the order has been approved and will soon be published in the Gazette. Minister Sinha said blending ethanol would support clean energy and could reduce petroleum imports by about 6 billion rupees annually. Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Gobinda Bahadur Karki, said the decision was based on recommendations on past commissions. Managing Director of the Nepal Oil Corporation, Chandika Prasad Bhatta, said the program will be implemented without delay. The government has instructed all health institutions to provide details of those injured during the Jhenji protest by the 27th of February. Dr. Prakash Burathoki, spokesperson for the Ministry of Health and Population, said hospitals treating the injured have been asked to submit information immediately following the coordination committee's directives. Details are to be submitted for listing and classification, with the final list to be published after verification. So far, only 200 cases rather have been classified, while some minor injuries may have not been reported. The government has approved monthly support of 9,000 rupees for extremely serious and severe cases, 4,000 rupees for moderate injuries, and similar allowances for caregivers. The ministry reports that 2,599 people were injured during the Jhenji protests. 22 passengers have been injured after a bus met with an accident along the east-west highway at Bijomna in Manohari Rural Municipality 7 in Makwanpur this morning. According to the Makwanpur District Police Office, the bus travelling from Birgunj to Chitwan went out of control and crashed into an electric pole on the roadside. Deputy Superintendent of Police Pushkar Bogudi said 22 passengers were injured in the incident. The injured were rescued and taken to Chitwan Hospital for treatment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will impose a 15% global tariff on imports, escalating his response to a Supreme Court of the United States ruling that struck down his earlier import taxes. According to the BBC, on Friday, Trump said he would replace the scrap measures with a 10% levy on all goods entering the United States. However, writing on Truth Social on Saturday, he said the rate would be raised to 15% under a rarely used trade provision. The temporary measure would allow the tariffs to remain in force for about 5 months before congressional approval is required. The 10% tariffs were due to take effect on Tuesday, though it remains unclear whether the higher 15% rate would begin on the same date. The proposed increase could affect countries such as the United Kingdom and Australia, which had agreed to 10% tariff arrangements with the US. Trump said the decision followed a review of what he described as a ridiculous and anti-American Supreme Court ruling on tariffs issued a day earlier. Students at several universities in Iran have staged anti-government protests, the first on this scale since last month's deadly crackdown by the authorities. The BBC has verified footage of demonstrations at Sharif University of Technology in Tehran, where students marched on campus and later clashed with government supporters. Sit-ins were also reported at another university in Tehran, while a rally took place in northeastern Iran. The protest marked the anniversary of mass demonstrations in January in which thousands of people were killed. Meanwhile, tensions remain high between the United States and Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington is considering military options, though talks between U.S. and Iranian officials held in Switzerland earlier this week reportedly made some progress on Iran's nuclear program. Trump said the next 10 days would be critical in determining whether a deal is reached or further action is taken. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions in the hilly region and generally cloudy weather in the Himalayan region of the country. The weather in the Terai region will be mainly fair. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. District Administration Office Rohtak continues prohibitory order in Gur until further notice. Election Commission intensifies nationwide vote education drive to boost turnout and reduced invalid votes. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces plan for 15% global tariffs after court setback. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.